Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
On shore of Oahu and talk to our good friend Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you today?
Hey, good, Marty. What's going on?
Yeah, out here at the Coliseum. And, Adam and I were just talking about the Coliseum. And, you were here for so many games early on before Mount Davis and all that. This park was a beautiful ballpark back in its day. You know that before Mount Davis got here.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I don't know if people really appreciated it until it was gone in some cases. But you had this fantastic view of the Oakland Hills. It was a multi-purpose stadium. It was a little bit awkward because of foul territory. It was and is, far too large measured against the intimate ballparks of today. But in those days, it was terrific. I mean, who had a complaint? And, on a nice day in the Bay Area, it's still a fun place to watch a game.
Yeah, the home runs go out of here during the day. Nighttime, it's a little bit like Candlestick used to be, or even in AT&T, where it's tough to get it out. But during the day, boy, the ball flies. It's only 367, in the power alleys in left, and 362 in right, and it bends out to 388 and about 400 in dead center. This is not a big ballpark.
No, I think some of the Giants will be a little envious when they get back to AT&T and remember Oakland. But although, it's in a lot better experience in San Francisco. But, yeah, it's a fair park. And, there aren't many of those left. There's so many bandboxes. And then, the Giants park, some say it's too big. But Oakland is a fair ballpark, and it's really well kept by the groundskeepers. Those guys deserve a lot of credit. Invariably a very beautiful field.
Yeah, I said that earlier. Clay Wood, for what he puts up with the Raiders and everything, it's
absolutely incredible
what he gets done.
Yeah,
but,
it's a difficult job.
You brought up a good point, because this was built for the A's. It probably was built in 67. The A's got here in 68. This is their 50th season, 60th for the Giants, who got here in 58. But if you think back to the 60s, when they were building these parks, the multi-purpose parks, this is not a very big park. I guess that's what I'm getting at. And then we had parks that were a lot smaller as they rebuild them today. But this one really, Bruce, I know you said it, but it really does look like a fair ballpark when you look at the numbers.
Yeah, and in the early 70s, when all these new multi-purpose stadiums were going up, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, it just seemed like everywhere. They were all artificial turf. And right. When you got back to Oakland, I covered the A's a lot especially in the early 80s, and you get back to Oakland and it seemed like an oasis after it's with the weather and the nice green grass and after a summer road trip through the humidity. It was pretty refreshing.
Yeah, very nice. Well, the Giants are here. This Bay Bridge series has a little more importance for me because Cueto pitches today. He now becomes the ace of the staff, and he's got to give them innings, Bruce, because the other four guys are, we know they're not going to give him as many innings as Samardzija and Bumgarner would. And he faces a lineup today. The A's don't mess around. He's facing a lineup that they can hit the ball, so this becomes interesting for me today.
Yeah, have they got Olson and Chapman and all the regulars in there?
Yeah, everybody. You got Joyce, Simeon, Lowry, Davis, Olson, Piscotty, Chapman, Lou Croy, and Fowler. I mean, this is their opening day team.
That's a good. I really like these young kids. They're going to be very watchable, and they're a great addition with Piscotty. Fowler's an interesting guy. If he's fully healthy, he's going to be good. So yeah, big challenge for Cueto. And if he gets cuffed around a little bit, Giants fans will be even more depressed. But it's day to day, as you know, and we'll see. We'll see how he does it. I think he's just wants to make sure he's. He feels ready for the season. It's not so much about the numbers today.
Absolutely. And you have Duggar in center field today.
Well, that's good. I mean, does it look like he's going to make the team?
Well, if I had a guess, I'd say Blanco. But I just can't tell how many pitchers they're going to want to carry. Because they're going to go with a four-man rotation until the 10th when they need a fifth starter. Mm-hmm. So I just don't know if they're going to bring up another pitcher and go with four on the bench. It's hard for me to tell what they're going to do. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, you know, you don't want to give Duggar a lot of responsibility right off the bat, and maybe he struggles a little bit, loses some confidence, and they have to send him down. That'd be kind of a drag for everybody. You know, then again, I mean, the way some of the Giants are talking about this kid, you know, they really like him. They like his demeanor. They like his speed, his outfield defense, you know, his hitting stroke. I mean, he seems to be he's a big leaguer. He's going to be at some point. So, you know, maybe it doesn't hurt to have him start out in the minors and see what happens. But I think he's going to be a factor.
And plus, when you have the pitching staff of Holland and Block and Stratton and who knows who the fifth guy is going to be, you don't want to give away outs. You know, you can't have four or five outs an inning. And the outfield defense is very important. And if he is that kind of defender, and I'm anxious to see him play in the big leagues, if he's that kind of defender, he can save runs and save outs for the Giants. Then he becomes even more valuable, even if he doesn't hit a lot.
No, I mean, yeah, they're really going to need that element. And I've got to think he would hit, you know, better than Gorkys Hernandez is another candidate who does play a good center field but does pretty long stretches without doing much hitting. So, yeah, I mean, I think it would just be a great thing all around for Duggar to be a significant player because it is, it's an older team, and he's a little slice of the future.
Well, he has the largest number on the team today. He's number 78. So that,
well, that has to change.
Yeah,
right. He's like the big defensive tackle.
Really. They got Blanco in right, Gorkys in left, and Duggar in center today. So that's what they're throwing out there today. Interesting, though, looking at some of these things, Adam and I put together a few of these questions for you today. Who wins more games, Kershaw or Syndergaard this year?
Oh, I definitely think Kershaw. Syndergaard is—he's a strange cat. I mean, he looks so unhittable sometimes. He throws 99, 100 without almost any effort, and he's, you know, one of the most talented guys. But I don't know if I really trust him to be an absolute stud all season, which I totally would with Kershaw, given the fact that he has his health. You know, if his disc problem flares up, then that's a whole different story. But I'll go for Kershaw there.
All right. Now, who wins more games?
Much better ball club, too. Better ball.
All right. How about, I'll give you, we could do the strikeouts. More strikeouts, Scherzer or Strasburg?
Scherzer. He's a horse. He's liable to pitch regularly all season, looking to go 7-8 innings or more. Strasburg, another guy, you know, I don't really trust him entirely. He's had too many episodes where he's not there for you. So I'll go with Scherzer there.
All right, very good. How about home runs, Judge or Stanton?
Oh, that's a good one. How about Judge maybe leading off? What the heck? Oh,
they did that the other day.
Yeah. Well, I think Stanton is a better pure hitter, I think, right now. Judge sometimes looks that way, but then he'll get into some really disturbing strikeout stretches. Stanton, you know, he's not Tony Gwynn up there, but I think he's a better hitter. I'm going to go Stanton there, but that'll be, following the Yankees is going to be ridiculously fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, Adam Copeland, piggybacking on the Stephen Duggar being on the roster and potentially starting the year in Sacramento, who do you think has more at bats in the leadoff spot for the Giants this year, Stephen Duggar or Joe Panik?
Great question. I think I'd probably make the safe call with Panik. But, you know, then again, if Duggar comes up and can hit, and you can just put him there, or Jackson, maybe platoon him with Jackson, who's another leadoff guy, I think I'd probably take the combination of Jackson, Duggar over Panik, but Duggar's strictly, I think I'd go for Panik right now.
I think the hope is Duggar, because that would mean he's hitting well enough
to be
on the big league roster, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I want Duggar in there as much as possible, like right now.
I'm with you. I got another one for you, Bruce. How about this one? More home runs, Chris Bryant or Nolan Arenado?
Ooh, that's another good one.
Tough one. I love these.
Arenado, he might be my favorite player in the National League. I mean, the guy is absolutely monstrous. I'm going to go Arenado. He plays, you know, and that ballpark helps him. Wrigley can be great. It can be just the opposite when the wind's blowing in. Really like Bryant, but I'll take Arenado there. He's the guy. He's going to be the MVP this year.
Yeah. John said last night that Mike Schmidt said that Arenado could be the best third baseman ever.
Well, you know, he does it all. I mean, he hits better than Brooks Robinson, and he feels better than, you know, George Brett and some of the guys that come to mind immediately. You could think about a guy like Eddie Matthews, maybe, who did them both, and
yeah.
that's pretty lofty company. But those are the names that come to mind right away. Kenny Boyer, and I mean, you can put him in that argument if he keeps playing the way he has. And that's an amazing compliment.
Yeah,
and of course,
yeah.
Schmidt himself, you know, set a pretty lofty standard both ways.
And, you know, it's funny. John was talking last night about Harry Callis used to say Michael Jack Schmidt. Remember how he would say
yeah.
that? But that wasn't even his middle name. I think they made it up. I think that.
And Harry Callis's suit that they carry around continues to call him Michael Jack Schmidt. It's a very talkative attire.
Very good guy. I like him. He was great. I loved having him on. Home runs.
Oh,
let's go back to that again. How about Belt and Goldschmidt?
Oh, way Goldschmidt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to hit 30 to Belt's 18. Put me down for that.
Okay. All right. One of these days, Belt's going to get 30. I guess before he retires.
He's another guy that you really pull for. And, you know, who knows? Maybe this is the year he puts it all together. But he's very streaky. And I just think, you know, Goldschmidt, he's one of the main guys. I think Belt wants to be that. He's certainly done more in the postseason than a lot of first basemen, but I think I got to go Goldschmidt there.
All right, I got another one here, Bruce. Pablo Sandoval, over, under 350 at-bats.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to say under just because he's not going to be doing a lot of starting. He's going to be really, really valuable to play third or first or even catch. But that's a lot of at-bats for a bench guy. I'll go under.
So we're banking on a healthy roster.
Where's he gonna,
I mean,
where would he play anyway?
Just health-wise, I'm thinking first or third, right?
Yeah, he's not going to play regularly at all, the way they have it planned. So.
Right.
Yeah,
and
you're right. Healthy.
You
have to be. All right, you're picking you're starting a team, and your choice could be Mike Trout, Carlos Correa, or Altuve. Ooh. Who would you pick?
Wow, that's an awfully good one. I think I got to go Correa. There's something about having a great shortstop. And, you know, Lindor is one of those guys, too. You know, a guy, he hits for power. He's an incredible defensive player. He's a leader. He's a winner. He's done so much at a young age. He's got a little bit of an age advantage on Trout. I totally love Trout. And, of course, having a great center fielder is one of those indispensable things, too. But Correa is my guy.
Yeah, a lot of people take Altuve, believe it or not.
I mean, how do you go wrong? I just think, you know, second base is a position that is easier filled with a good player. Obviously, nobody's Altuve, but I think to have that great shortstop is even more valuable.
Well, Eddie Stanky was second, and Sally Hemus was short, so.
Well, you know how we love Sally Hemus, so.
Right,
I'm putting him above all these guys.
All right. With Alex Grammas, put him in there with him, too.
Yeah, and Don Blasingame and Eddie Casco.
And Don Budden, we'll put him in there. All right. How about more innings pitched, Arrieta or Darvish?
That's another good one. I'm going to go Darvish. I think Darvish, you know, he had just a humiliating World Series with the Dodgers. It was so bad that after the good season he had, they didn't want him around. They just couldn't. He was a symbol of negativity. But then there's nothing wrong with his arm. They say he was chipping pitches. If he can solve that, I think he's ready to have a big year. And Arrieta, I don't know. I know the market's been really weird, but the lack of, you know, the fact that he hadn't signed. I mean, has he signed yet?
Arrieta?
Yeah, Phillies.
Yeah. Oh, Phillies, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm a little out of touch over here.
Well, you're 3 hours behind, that's all.
Yeah, I think Arrieta may be in a little bit of decline. I think Darvish is still pretty much in his prime, so I'll take Darvish.
Okay. All right, I got another one here, a bullpen question. More saves, Kenley Jansen or Wade Davis?
Ah, good one. I'll go with Kenley Jansen. He seems to be completely in his prime. He's unquestionably the closer there. Good club, going to have leads, blowing people away. I'll go with him.
Safe bet. Yeah.
All right, one more for you, and it's the Giants or the Phillies. Who wins more games?
Oh, boy. You know, the Phillies are really coming on. They've got a lot of young, good players all of a sudden, and that Arrieta is a good signing, but I think you got to go with the Giants veterans over a young team like that.
Right.
I still have a lot of faith in the Giants, even these doomsday times Bumgarner and Samardzija. I have so much faith in that lineup. I think it's going to be a fun season.
You know what's fun about doing this is that when you go all over the map,
yeah,
and you realize there's major league out there. You know, it's not just Bay Area, but there are good stories, and that's what makes baseball. I love doing stuff like this.
Oh yeah, I love talking about the rest of the league with you guys. It's so interesting. I mean, I just can't wait for the season to start, and all the, you know, there's so many games on. I get the major league package. I think any baseball fan should do that. You can watch any game at any time, and what a luxury. I mean, we in the Bay Area, we get to watch the Dodgers at will. In L.A., most of people can't watch the damn team. Unbelievable.
No, it's amazing. All right. Who pitches the most innings for the Giants and not Billy Pierce?
Well, I was going to say Jack Sanford, but I guess that's out, too.
That's out. Yeah.
oh, boy. Well, I think I think it's going to be Samardzija. It doesn't look like he's out too long. Well, yeah. Bumgarner, you know, if you're going to miss 2 months, That's probably going to take him out of that. And I think you know, Samardzija, Cueto would probably be the best, most logical answer. But I think I've got faith in Samardzija coming back and being a real horse. And they're going to need him to be that. They're going to need him to pitch a lot of innings, along with Cueto. That's a tough one, but I'll go Samardzija.
All right, very good. Hey, have a great week. And look, it's our favorite day, opening day coming up on Thursday. And here we go, Bruce. The story starts, and it's all over baseball. There's a lot of good questions, and especially here in the Bay Area. You guys did a great job in the Chronicle today with the baseball preview section. It was really good.
No, thanks.
Very good.
That was fun.
Yeah, very good. So
great.
I enjoyed reading that this morning. So, all right, have a great week, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
Great talking to you guys. Thanks a million.
Thanks Bruce. Okay, boy, no one better.